Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Tractor Fiction here on WHRW Binghamton. My name is Frank Allen, and we've got a special... No, it's not very special. It's just your average awesome tract, I guess. There you are. This is Tractor Fiction, where we examine the works of Jack Chick, and then we have a debate about them. It's quite fun and often very educational in some sort of way. This tract is called Bewitched. It's another one of those ones with question marks at the end. Bewitched? Like, really? Bewitched? Sort of. And we're going to get started with the tract Bewitched now.
Once upon a time, in a hell just like... Well, no, there's only one hell. In a boardroom just like the one... belonging to the corporation that you are a slave to, except that this boardroom happens to be in hell. All the top demons of hell gathered around an impressively long table for their weekly meeting. But Satan, their CEO, had still not come out of his office. One of the demons went to check on him.
Master, it's ready to begin.
You'll all have to wait until I finish watching my favorite TV program. Only then... will I receive everybody's report?
The devil went back to his television watching and laughed heartily as he enjoyed another hilarious episode of Bewitched. As the show ended, he made his way to the boardroom.
Delightful! So disarming! So innocent! Yet so effective!
Why are all those old reruns so important to you, Master?
Because, stupid, that show paved the way for all our occult and vampire programming, viewed by millions today. Now, each one of you will give me a breakdown of your progress in your field of responsibility, asses.
The sale of Ouija boards has passed our wildest hopes. Pretty wild. We're in hell. Young people are probing deeper into spiritualism thanks to hallucinatory drugs and fortune tellers.
Master, we have a winner in our drug division. No opposition whatsoever.
You wouldn't believe the sales of astrology books. The market is flooded and they're begging for more. Our lady with a gift of prophecy might even advocate teaching astrology in schools.
That's our girl.
That's our girl.
Wonderful.
Huh? What? Oh. How about politics?
It's all wrapped up, Master. Soon we'll have our one world government, thanks to our people in key positions.
What about the enemy?
I'm sorry to report that a few Bible-believing churches are still awake.
However, Master, the majority of churches have joined our ecumenical movement. Soon we'll have our super church.
Bravo.
Oh, good. It looks like we've got everything under control. Are there any problem areas?
Yeah, Master. I have a very serious trouble spot. I have a praying grandmother who's been fasting. It's out of control! She's praying for a girl named Ashley.
All right. Give me a complete breakdown on Ashley. I'll make an example of this case. I got her mother, and I'll get Ashley, too.
All right. Ashley Wilson, age 16. Her parents divorced when she was 7. Mother died 1 year ago. She's in hell, don't worry about that. Ashley has been on drugs since she was 14. Ran away from home at 15. Father is an executive and an alcoholic. At 14, Ashley pretended to accept Christ when she thought she was pregnant. Getting to the end of the dossier here, she wasn't.
Oh, God. I'm in real trouble. I don't even know who the father is. Help me. Oh, it's... Okay. Never mind, God.
With that problem gone, Ashley turned to drugs. And left home.
How bad is it? Is her grandmother praying for her salvation?
Yes, Master. She also wants her to come home, and it's getting through to Ashley.
Don't worry, we'll stop this. Ashley is ours. See to it she doesn't get to her grandmother.
No problem, Master. Time's running out for Ashley. She's taken over 60 trips on LSD, mixed with speed. Her brain and arteries are beginning to gel. She's already having flashbacks. It shouldn't be too much longer with her unusual anatomy.
At that very moment, Ashley was in a den of sin, just like the den of sin in your town. Ashley was seriously bumming out.
Man, I'm bummed out. I put down 3 months ago. I'm having heavy flashbacks. I'm in trouble.
Dude, what about your mom? Oh yeah, she's dead. That's a bummer.
I know who can help you. Madame Tassel, a psychic medium. She claims she can contact the dead. Maybe she can reach her mother. Hey, Ash, she's holding a meeting tonight. Let's go.
The medium called upon the spirits of the universe to bring forth Ashley's mother to convince her the dead can truly communicate with the living. a spirit came forth and spoke to Ashley.
Mom? Is that really you?
Yes, Ashley. Please don't worry. I'm happy where I am. You're going to get well. There's no need to search any further for the truth. You found it here.
Unfortunately for the board at Hellcorp, Ashley's grandmother kept on praying the entire time.
Lord, I know she's in Satan's camp. Please send Ashley home. Put snares before the enemy.
The demons try to tempt Ashley, to no avail.
Ashley, what about your friends? You can't leave them.
I'm gonna see my grandmother and tell her about seeing my mom.
To my soda!
Ashley went straight there and was welcomed with open arms.
Oh, honey, I'm so glad you're home.
She told her grandmother all about the seance.
And she told me that she was happy. Ain't that cool, Grandma? What do you think?
Honey, in the light of scripture, I believe you've been deceived. Let me explain. I believe a devil impersonated your mother. You have been dealing with familiar spirits, an area strictly prohibited by God.
How did she know? I need some help.
The next morning, Ashley arose like normal and went into the bathroom. The face she saw in the mirror looked just like her actual face, except that it was melting off. It was bubbling and oozing off her skull in yucky little blobs.
Grandma, oh no! My face! It's melted! Oh God, help me, help me!
Okay, doopadoo, that should finish her off. I've won!
The doctors came to help poor Ashley.
Doctor, what happened?
She had a massive heart attack from an LSD flashback. I'm afraid Ashley won't make it. I'm sorry. Come to the hospital tonight about 8 p.m. We'll know by then if she'll make it for a while or not.
Ashley's grandma fell on her knees, heartbroken, and began to pray.
Don't pray. It's useless. That stupid beard guy in the sky has forsaken Ashley.
Ashley's dead, and she's going to hell because you didn't lead her to Christ last night.
Curse God! It's his fault.
Oh, Lord, hold back the power of darkness and have mercy on Ashley. Thank you, Lord. Please let Ashley become conscious once more so I can lead her to the Savior before she dies. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I tell you, I hate the way that woman prays.
The grandmother waited by Ashley's side, praying up a storm until 9:30 p.m. when Ashley groggily came around.
Hi, Grandma.
Ashley, did you know that Jesus left heaven to become a man on earth so he could become a sacrifice for your sins? That precious blood he shed on the cross will wash away all your sins. Oh, honey, believe in him and repent. Tell him that you've sinned and ask for him to forgive you.
I accept Lord Jesus as my savior, Grandma. He just came into my heart. I'm saved!
Oh, Ashley, Ashley, I'm so happy. Now we'll meet in heaven. Thank you, Lord.
And soon.
This is Dr. Hensley. I'm sorry, but Ashley passed away just 10 minutes ago.
Damn it, we've lost her. She was right in our hands. You couldn't get her mind off the gospel. You'll pay for this.
I'm sorry, Master. I mean,
I have ways of making you really sorry. Like I won't let you watch Bewitched.
Thank you, Lord, that her name is in the Book of Life.